This goes to Dr. Crittenden, C-R-I-T-T-E, N like November, D like David, E, N like November. Fax 616-225-8067. Regarding Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, Hawkins, H-A-W-K-I-N-S. Date of birth, June 22nd of 1952. Dear Dr. Crittenden, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Ms. Hawkins with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, a history of right nephrectomy, and COPD. She's here with her daughter today and has multiple complaints, especially severe back pain. She's got some flank pain in the left side with a palpable muscle spasm in that area. She's been on multiple medications for her back pain, including Xanaflex, Norco, 7.5/3/25, and Lyrica, 75 milligrams twice a day. She states that those medications are not really helping her pain. She's wondering if it's safe to use Cymbalta, and we assured her that is a safe medication if she... if the pain clinic would like to give that a trial. She's had a history of 3 hip replacements, she states, since her last visit, and then she's also had a weight loss of 6 pounds over the last year. She does have a problem with recurrent bladder infections, and currently she complains of cloudy urine with a strong odor. She would need a urine culture and sensitivity done, which would request we would request that your office would arrange. She probably does need to be treated for UTI with those symptoms if the urinalysis and culture comes back positive. She does have chronic shortness of breath on exertion, none at rest, no orthopnea or PND, no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no edema or claudication symptoms. Medications, medication list is reviewed. She's on the Xanaflex 4 milligram twice a day. She's not taking that routinely. The Norco 7.5/3/25 tablets can be taken every 6 hours as needed. Lyrica is 75 milligram twice a day. Requip 0.25 milligram 3 times a day. She has Narcan nasal spray in case she has excessive narcotic ingestion. She's never had to use that. Physical examination, weight is 160 pounds. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff was 138 over 88. Pulse is 88. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites. She does have palpable spasm in the left costovertebral area. None on the right, and it's very tender if I barely touch it. And extremities, there's no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 15th of 2022. Creatinine 1.33, electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.0. She did have a biopsy of a lesion removed from her left shoulder that was a seborrheic keratosis also. Albumin was done 6/29 of 2022. That was 3.7. Liver enzymes were normal at that time. Hemoglobin is 14.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, history of right nephrectomy, and COPD. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. We would ask you to check a urinalysis with a culture and sensitivity to rule out and treat UTI if it is present. She should avoid oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drug use, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.